Romeo and Juliet, Act 1, Scene 4. What? Shall this speech be spoke for our excuse? Or shall we on without apology? The date is out of such prolixity. We'll have no Cupid hoodwinked with a scarf, bearing a Tartar's painted bow of laugh, scarring the ladies like a crow keeper, nor no with that book prologue faintly spoke. After the prompter for our entrance, but let them measure us by what they will. We'll measure them a measure, and be gone. Give me a torch, I am not for this ambling. Being but heavy, I will bear the light. Nay, gentle Romeo, we must have you dance. Not I, believe me. You have dancing shoes with nimble soles. I have a soul of lead, so stakes me to the ground, I cannot move. You are a lover. Borrow Cupid's wings, and soar with them above a common bound. I am too sore impierced with his shaft, to soar with his light feathers, and so bound, I cannot bound a pitch above dull woe. Under love's heavy burden do I sink. And to sink in it you should burthen love, too great oppression for a tender thing. Is love a tender thing? It is too rough, too rude, too boisterous, and it pricks like thorn. If love be rough with you, be rough with love. Prick love for pricking, and you beat love down. Give me a case to put my visage in, a visor for a visor. What care I, what curious eye doth coat deformities? Here are the beetle brows shall blush for me. Come, knock, and enter, and no sooner in, but every man betake him to his legs. A torch for me, that wanton's light of heart tickle the senseless rushes with their heels, for I am proverbed with a grandsire phrase. I'll be a candle holder and look on. The game was ne'er so fair, and I am done. Tut, done's the mouse, the constable's own word. If thou art done, we'll draw thee from the mire, or, save your reverence, love, wherein thou stickest up to the ears. Come, we burn daylight. Nay, that's not so. I mean, sir, in delay. We waste our lights in vain. The lights by day take our good meaning, for our judgment sits five times in that ear once in our fine wits. And we mean well in going to this mask, but 'tis no wit to go. Why, may one ask? I dreamt a dream tonight. And so did I. Well, what was yours, that dreamers often lie? In bed asleep while they do dream things true. Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you. Queen Mab, what's she? She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone, on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little Atomi. Over men's noses as they lie asleep. Her wagon spokes made of long spinners' legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, her traces of the smallest spider's web, her collars of the moonshine's watery beams, her whip of cracket's bone, the lash of film, her wagoner a small grey-coated gnat, not half so big as a round little worm, pricked, from the lazy finger of a maid. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut, made by the joiner squirrel or old grub. Time out of mind, the fairy's coachmakers. And in this state she gallops night by night, through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love. On courtiers' knees, that dream on curtsies straight, o'er lawyers' fingers, who straight dream on fees, o'er ladies' lips, who straight on kisses dream, which oft the angry mab with blisters plagues, because their breaths with sweetmeats tainted are. Sometime she gallops o'er the courtier's nose, and then dreams he of smelling out suit. And sometimes comes she with tithe pig's tail, tickling a parson's nose as he lies asleep. Then he dreams of another benefice. Sometime she driveth o'er a soldier's neck, and then dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches, embuscados, Spanish blades, of healths 5 fathom deep, and then anon, drum in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and being thus frighted, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is that very mab that plates the manes of horses in the night, that bakes the owl flocks in foul, sluttish hairs, which once untangled, much misfortune bodes. This is the hag, when maids lie on their backs, that presses them and leans them first to bear, making them women of good carriage. That is she. Peace, peace, Mercutio, peace. Thou talkest of nothing. True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air, and more inconstant than the wind, who woos even now the frozen bosom of the north, and, being angered, puffs away from thence, turning his face to the dew-dropping south. This wind you talk of blows us from ourselves. Supper is done, and we shall come too late. I fear too early, for my mind misgives some consequences yet hanging in the stars, shall bitterly begin his fearful date. With this night's revels, and expire the term of a despised life closed in my breast, by some vile forfeit of untimely death. But he that hath the steerage of my course, direct my sail. On, lusty gentlemen, strike drum.